As we conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on the right to move a nifter. So, we don't really have time to go through all the numerous tshuvas on this subject. But as I said in our previous shiurim, Rav Moshe has a series of shiurim on this subject. Rav Moshe really says that the halacha that we learned at the beginning of this series, that you're allowed to move a nifter to bring him next to his family, is only to bring a son next to a father. Rav Moshe says a husband next to a wife is not a heter. And moreover, Rav Moshe does, however, quote a chiddush from the Arsameach, where Rav Moshe says that when we speak about moving a nifter to his family, so Rav Moshe says that he would explain that it means when the family is already buried there. But he says that the Arsameach is mechadesh, that even if it's a family plot, even though his family members aren't yet buried there, it's enough to be considered a family plot. And Rav Moshe says, b'dieved, you can rely on the Arsameach. So Rav Moshe, so the Tzitz Eliezer, and it's interesting to learn the words of the Tzitz Eliezer, because it represents a very fundamental difference in approach to halacha that we find by the Tzitz Eliezer versus Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, we know, when he passed the Shaila, looked at the Gemara, looked at the Rishonim, looked at the Shulchan Aruch, but didn't really look at the Achronim that much. The Tzitz Eliezer sort of wonders at Rav Moshe, how did you not look at all these Achronim that discuss the Shaila? And he says, he lists numerous Achronim that take the approach that family doesn't mean specifically a son next to a father. Family means a father next to a son. Family means a husband next to a wife. Family, and certainly he considers the chiddush of Rav of the Arsameach as a davar pashut. There's a tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak. Chelek Vav, Simen Kuch Lamed Vav. The discussion that the Minchas Yitzchak has in that tshuva is where somebody irreligious was buried next to a big tzaddik. Are we allowed to move that person? So he says that even though the Gemara teaches us that they never buried a Rasha next to a Tzaddik, actually the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says even Rishoyim, who were on different levels of Rishis, should not be buried next to each other. He quotes the Pesachei Tshuva, who says, "Lo yedati minasal amrishus litve ish nokri ashloi noidem amasov." Even if you have a Jew who just don't know his status, we have no right to bury him. Eitzal noshen tzadikim van shemasa. The Chochmas Adam says, "Shloi kedin oisim achever kedisha." The Chavar Kedishas don't act appropriately. Just because you have a wealthy person and you can bury him next to a tzaddik. But he quotes the Chassam Sofer, who says that the Isser of moving a nefter, Chassam Sofer held, was Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. And therefore, whenever there's a Sofik, we have to be Machmer. And therefore, the Mechaz Yitzchak discusses that since this person who was a Rasha, who he buried next to Tzaddik, but with his Misa and with his Kfura had a Kapara, We have no right to move him. And he quotes a Sefer Chassidim, Rosh Echad, the Simon Resh Chaf Gimel. Rosh Echad Yikov Ben HaRugim. There was a Rosh buried between other people. Baba Chaloyim Adam Choshev. He came in a dream to Adam Choshev. Sheitziyuv Ben-Benayim. That he should be removed from amongst them. Shekoshlem B'Yosem. So, he says, even, he makes two observations. Number one, it's the Rosh himself who's requesting to be moved. And second of all, if you read the words of the Sefer Chassidim, it just discusses such an episode. It doesn't clearly say that they removed the Rosh. And moreover, he therefore takes the approach that you should not move, because the Isser of moving a Nifter is a very serious Isser. And he says, you should not move that Nifter. You only have a right to move that Nifter, he says. The only thing you have a right to do is take the Nifter and bury him, and take the Nifter and bury him as close to the, make the Mechitza between him and the between the tzaddik and the rasha. He in fact quotes a tshuva from the Michas Elazar that not only should you make such a mechitza, but he says that the mechitza should not be only a mechitza above ground, but it should be a mechitza below ground as well. And therefore, and that's all that should be done, but nothing more. It's interesting how different poskim had different approaches to this. There's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadik, where he has there a discussion where there's somebody buried in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim, and they want to bring that nifter for burial to Yerushalayim. And the question that's asked there, if they are allowed to move him to Yerushalayim. And he takes a very, in the newer version of the Chelkas Yaakov, it's Yerideya Simen Reish Dalet. And he takes a very strong position. He says, in general, burial in Yerushalayim was something that wasn't really done that much. We know that Yerushalayim is one of the places where Ein Melin and a mace, that a burial has to be done immediately. You can't leave a mace overnight. And even though, he says, there is a tremendous chus to Yerushalayim, and even though, as we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the opinion of the Ramban, that you're allowed to take a mace from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, that means only from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. But not to take a mace from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. To bring a mace that was buried in Eretz Yisrael and now transport him to Yerushalayim, he frowns upon. There's a tshuva in the Shals of Tshuvas, Yechavados, Chelik Dalid, Simen Nun Zayin, about different Niftarim who were Niftar in Chutz Laaretz and buried in Chutz Laaretz, may they be moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he's not discussing there a situation specifically where those Kfarim are in danger. Of course, in such a situation where the Kfarim are in danger, then you're allowed to move them to Eretz Yisrael. But he says that even in a situation where those Kfarim are not in danger, he says, Mitzvah lefanes at mitzayim shatzadikim sheniftaru v'nikru b'chutz laretz. It's a mitzvah, he says, to take the bones of the tzadikim that were buried in the Chutz La'aretz, Omnas L'Kavrim by Yitzhak Yishlaim, to have them buried in Yishlaim. He continues to say, V'yasu Zois Aydei Anoshim Yerushimayim, this process should be done through people of Yerushimayim, U'bedchivu V'rechimu B'kedush V'tara, it should be done with tremendous Kedush V'tara, V'achas She'elus M'chila Matzmeseyim, HaKedoshim, M'chila should be asked from these Neftarim, and he says, if you do this, V'shoyme Mitzvah Lo'yeda Davara, somebody who does it properly has nothing to worry about. The schusam togim aleinu v'akol Yisrael. The schus will protect us. Ve'inenu tevzenu b'bias koyot tzedek. And we who are worried so much about the kavod ha'meis will be mitzvah shem zoicha to see the gula shleima u'betchias ha'meisim.